A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
And he was dealing with a divorce, all of that. Like, I think Dame's going to be locked in. I think Giannis is one of the most competitive people on the planet, and he's going to be locked in. They get Gary Trent Jr. You worry about Chris Middleton's health. They have limited depth. The Philadelphia 76ers obviously added the biggest acquisition this whole offseason. So, man, I don't know, man. I think it's we could try to talk ourselves into having a lot of teams being championship contenders. And I think we can get there. Boston's better than everyone, but I don't know, man. Like, Kristaps Porzingis isn't going to play for the first half of the year. So this is going to be a team that's not going to be 100% healthy for a while.
Well, and then, like, that's the other question. Like, Drew Holiday's kind of had malcontent status. Like, that's the other thing, like, when we were talking about with Dallas, it's like, yeah, if you continue to get Kyrie at that level, you know, when we did the Kyrie image rehab tour, like, yeah, if you continue to do that, like, I understand the offensive problems that they present, but it's like, I don't know, like, what if Drew Holiday gets a little malcontent-y? What if Kyrie kind of goes back to being what the last 10 years of Kyrie has been? Like,
right, Kyrie was an angel this year, yeah. And he played really well. I liked the pickup of Klay Thompson. I understood why they did it, but he's bad defensively.
Yeah.
Like, that is a, don't get it twisted by how they played from a defensive standpoint at the end of the regular season. Overall, the numbers will tell you that Dallas is not a good defensive team and Klay is not a good defensive player anymore. But could Klay fit that system well where he's like, hey, Klay, just go be a spot up shooter where he doesn't have to create off the dribble and you've got one of the best creators in the game and Luka on his team? Yeah, I think it could really work. So, like, Dallas is a big question mark to me where obviously they made the NBA Finals. It seems like they've hit on Derek Lively, but I don't know. It's hard for me to say because I was about to say I don't think the ceiling of Dallas is winning a championship, but, I mean, Luka's that good, man. Like, Luka's that good that I hear what you're saying. Like, aren't you just waiting for Kyrie to become that pain in the butt that he's been pretty much everywhere he's been throughout his career?
I mean, my whole deal is, like, I guess if I would make the case for Luka, I mean, I think it was very obvious he was hurt this playoff run. So what if he gets to a playoff run and he's healthy? Like, that's a different level. But, I mean, to me, like, that's kind of the whole deal. It's like part of that is dependent on Kyrie still, like, that this new Kyrie is indeed a new Kyrie and it wasn't like a phase.
Yeah, and that's what we don't know, right?
We do not know at all. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, there's some interesting comments from SEC Media Days. We'll get into that. Also, the All-Star Game tonight, we also had pretty eventful, I think, home run derby. We'll discuss our reactions to that. Also, ESPN has ranked the top 10 NFL quarterbacks. We'll discuss that during hour number two. Stick around. You're listening to Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
ESPN. The list.
Jeffrey and company make a list of the biggest stories, both good and bad, that we need to talk about. This is The List.
You just made the list!
Presented by Birdies 901, Memphis's place for virtual golf. The List on 92.9.
SEC Media Days.
You just made the list!
Yeah, SEC Media Days, day two rolls on today. And Tim, I think there were two kind of interesting moments. I was thinking about this morning. Obviously, now with Saban gone, Kirby, I think, kind of took over as the de facto like head honcho head coach. But
sure,
it also feels to me like, and maybe this is a product of my age, kind of the larger than life mythical coach. Kirby doesn't quite fit that, and I guess it's unfair to him. We're still kind of in the, his career is not spoken for yet, but I'm just wondering if we're kind of, now that we're out of this age of, you know, sports writers largely building up myths, and we'd only get to see, you know, a limited amount of games, now that we see everything, is there like a byproduct of maybe the legend status kind of, at least in real time, it diminishes?
So are you asking, like, the days of the Bobby Bowdens, Nick
Spurrier, Saban? Like, to me, Kirby doesn't quite, like, even though he's more successful than a lot of those, other than Saban.
Yeah, he's won multiple national championships. I think I know where you're getting, because I don't think people look at Kirby Smart. Maybe they will. But I don't think they look at him as like that. I'm trying to think of the best way to define Saban. Like, you saw Saban coming, excuse me, and you're like, oh man, it's over. We can't beat Saban. And while Georgia
They've not lost
a regular season game, what, in 3 years?
What I'm saying is you probably should think of Kirby Smart in that realm, but we don't.
Yeah.
No, we don't. I don't know why, but we don't.
I was wondering if it's this.
We definitely don't think that way about Brian Day.
Well, I don't think we thought that way even about Harbaugh.
No, we didn't. Because what stuck in our mind was, well, he couldn't beat Ohio State. All right, he finally beat Ohio State. Lost to TCU. And then he finally, you know, gets everything together. Anyway. And he's like, all right, I'm out. Peace. We should think that way about Kirby Smart. And I think here's the interesting thing, and I don't know if you were going to reference this quote, but Kirby Smart referenced Phil Knight today.
Yep.
And said, quote, I wish I could get some of that NIL money he's giving Dan Lanning. Georgia's a Nike school, right?
They are indeed.
Interesting. Interesting jab there.
Dan was on his staff.
Right.
So Dan went there. But, I mean, to me, like, that's kind of the interesting question. Like, is he hinting that Georgia's NIL budget
do know that Bama's wasn't great.
Yes.
Like, that came out once Saban left. It was like, oh, Saban was just Saban, so he basically, people would just come play for him no matter what. Not to say that Bryce Young was making a lot of money, but he kind of earned that. But they don't have the same bag that Oregon, Miami,
Texas A&M.
SC's interesting because I don't know. I think that was kind of... I think that was like the early, hey, Lincoln Riley's here, yippee. And then like you heard immediately Jordan Addison didn't get the money that he was expecting to get. And there was kind of some funkiness there. But yeah, I think we should be thinking of Kirby that way because to your point, they are a juggernaut and they are loaded this year, like incredibly loaded this year. And I'm wondering too, from a gambling standpoint, if you look at the odds, they're the favorite, but they're not like a overwhelming favorite, right? They're on par.
What is it, 3-1?
They're on par with Ohio State. Yeah, they're like 3-1, maybe a little bit lower than that. And I still think, like, Oregon, Ohio State, Texas, maybe. Like, they could be beat. But at the end of the day, I think their depth is just, it's really, really good, man.
Well, the other thing I was thinking about it is part of the view that we have is because, I mean, think about it. Yeah, Kirby got Nick a few times, but it always felt like Nick Saban kind of had his number, even when Kirby probably had the better team.
Got him last year in the SEC championship.
And like, I just keep thinking about, like, you know, okay, the 2017 title, like, Tua comes in at half and he gets him there.
And then even the championship, if you want to really get nitpicky, you can say, well, if Jameson Williams doesn't get hurt, does Alabama lose in the championship game against Georgia in 22?
Well, then I was also starting to think of, like, is personality a part of this? Because I've also had this theory that there's been kind of the Sabanization, at least in college football, and even to a certain degree, like the Belichick, because they're kind of cut from the same cloth of it's very buttoned up. It's don't say anything. You know, you don't talk to, you know, you're not talking to our coordinators, whatnot. Like, it feels like now that we've gotten Saban out, like, I'm wondering, is there room for personality? Because I think that kind of plays into the whole mythical aspect of it.
Yeah. Who is the next Saban? Like, it's outside of Kirby. Like, is there a clear-cut guy?
I mean, I think for a while people were thinking it's Dabo, but if you want to talk about NIL questions that I have, like, Clemson's about where I would start. And I don't know.
Let me ask you this, because I'm going to bring up a team that I think there's a lot of fans of that team listening. Are we overhyping Ole Miss and underselling Clemson a little bit this year? Because Clemson, obviously, they don't do the portal. It's Clemson and military academies. They just don't do the portal. But they recruit really well. And, like, are we getting to the point where Clemson signed or hired Garrett Riley, who was the architect of the TCU offense 2 years ago? They had some hard times. I believe they won their last four games.
They did.
Ever since Tyler and Spartanburg called up the call-in show, total plant, they did not lose again. And this whole offseason has been spent kind of poo-pooing, for lack of a better term, Dabo. And it's like, are we sure they're not the best team in the ACC? And then you got Ole Miss, who they got the shiny toys. They got Jackson Dart coming back, and they went out and signed the best portal class in the country. We haven't seen, and I'm not saying we'll never see it, but we have not seen the team, the portal team, and I'm not even going to include Colorado. Like, we haven't seen USC that 1 year with Jordan Addison and whatnot. We haven't seen the portal team win the title.
No, but I also think Ole Miss is not in that category. I think Ole Miss is in the category of people think that they're a playoff team, but I don't.
Well, they're. I mean, they're a favorite to make the playoff.
Right, but I do think that I think even Ole Miss fans view themselves differently than Georgia, and I would probably say even Texas. I mean, to me, the closest example is TCU. That TCU team was pretty portal heavy.
Yeah, and Garrett Riley was their offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I mean, I think the problem I have with Clemson is...
And Phil Maffa, like, he was a monster. They're running back, and they got some big-time wide receivers. I haven't gotten there yet. I'm starting to talk myself into, like, because they didn't get anyone in the portal, are we overlooking Clemson? Like, I'm looking at their roster.
Are we sure? I want to go back to your receiver point, because that was the thing that was most jarring to me. Like, if we think about...
They didn't have playmakers.
The Clemson run is largely, to me, based on, A, you had two first-round quarterbacks, and then you had a collection of, like, stud receivers, and they were just taking the... Like, there was a lot of, like, one-on-one shot plays, and they'd take the ball away. The thing that I noticed last year is, like, man, Klubnik wasn't throwing to a lot of open guys.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
And then the other question I have with Clemson is, okay, if Clemson goes, let's say, because you and I both think they're going to get in a world of pain on opening weekend, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Then they have to go to Florida State in October. They can win that game, but they can also, like, let's say that they don't win that game. I guess, though, if they only have one conference loss and they avenge that loss to Florida State in the title game, they can get their way back. But to me, it's like, if you look at them, I'm not even sure 10-2 gets them in.
Yeah, I think the ACC from a at-large standpoint is really going to be...
Because they don't also play Miami. Like,
they're really, they don't play Miami, but they do play Virginia Tech on the road, and Virginia Tech brings back a ton of talent. Kyron Drones, there's a lot of excitement regarding him. Like, Virginia Tech's that chic offseason team.
Mm-hmm.
They play NC State at home. NC State, you know, they went out and they brought in the Coastal Carolina quarterback.
Grayson McCall.
So, they don't play Miami, but they do have some potential landmines on that schedule outside of the obvious. I'm looking at Clemson. They were 11th in 247, and they brought in a couple five stars. So I don't know how good these guys will be, but they brought in a five-star wide receiver in TJ Moore and a four-star wide receiver and Bryant Wesco. Like, are those two wide receivers going to be difference makers? It's a lot to ask a freshman, but, like, what are they going to be? They both, I think, enrolled early as well. So I'm trying to play a little devil's advocate, because I think Clemson...
Because to your Ole Miss point, though, I'm in complete agreement with you, because there is this question of, I think they went 5-0 and won score games. Now, their 5-0 is a little different than like Missouri's record, in because Ole Miss would build up big leads, and then their defense wasn't that good, and so teams would kind of come back on them, and then they would kind of hold on for dear life. So it's not quite the like
right.
Kansas State should have beaten Missouri, Florida should have beaten Missouri, and so like I'm a little iffier. But I mean, to your point, if I don't have to flip, but like three plays for Ole Miss instead of 10-2 to be 7-5.
Right. The two losses they had were not competitive.
Yes.
To Georgia and Alabama. And then they had, I'm looking at it last year, right? So the Tulane game was kind of weird. Like, that wasn't really a 17-point win, Lane getting the backdoor cover.
It was at my book.
The LSU game was completely bonkers. They could have easily lost that game. Like, they had a bunch of close games. I'm just playing a little bit of, like, I've gotten into the mode where I've just been in full-on deep dive preseason mode, and you're starting to hear a lot of groupthink. And I just keep coming back to, like, Clemson lost four ACC games last year, which is absolutely unheard of. But are they that far removed from being the best team in that conference? Like, the days of them winning a national championship, they had elite defensive lines, and they had Trevor Lawrence, or they had Deshaun Watson. Cade Klubnik ain't that. So, like, Clemson, I just keep coming back to them. Like, I don't know what they are, because they don't portal, but do you need to portal? But then I think about what Georgia did in the portal, and they did, like, they brought in, like, what was it, Bryant Young or Colby Young from Miami, a speedster wide receiver. They brought in ETN, the running back. Like, they just went out and were like, yeah, we're just going to add to the strength.
Well, the funny thing is, you know, last year, Georgia didn't bring anyone in. This year, what's Kirby do? Bring guys in, and it's like, okay, well, that's the opposite of Dabo. I think the most alarming thing, though, about Clemson to me last year was, I know it was week one, but when Duke basically says, we're gonna play man-to-man, and we're just going to stick with your receivers, and we're going to see if you can do it, that was kind of a tough look. And like, to me, like, that's the whole deal. It's like, if they don't have the explosive pass game, and that's the other thing, their defense is good, but their defense isn't, like, with the game wreckers that we've seen.
Yeah. No, you're right.
I don't know. To me, the more interesting thing is the two teams. I'm fascinated by the two teams that were there today in the non-Georgia division. Tennessee and Oklahoma. Because I think when they match up, I think it's week four, that feels like such a swing game for both teams. And Oklahoma gets to host it. But, like, that's kind of where, because I can make a case where Oklahoma's actually in a good spot. Everybody's talking about Texas. Oklahoma feels like this weirdly forgotten team, but they feel pretty good about their roster. And their schedule I don't love, but, you know.
Yeah, they play, they have LSU, Bama as their last two games. They have to go to Missouri, who will be off a bye. They have to go to Ole Miss, who's off a bye. They play Texas at the Cotton Bowl. They go to Auburn. Like, yeah, Oklahoma's schedule, it might not be indicative of how good they are, but their schedule's pretty challenging, Oklahoma, for sure.
Those are, I don't know, the mid-card to the SEC is so fascinating to me, because not everybody's going to hit the over on the win total.
Nope.
And there's going to be some fan bases that are going to be left thinking, like, how are we supposed to feel about this? All right, this is another story from, you know, Brett McMurphy's at Media Days, but it's kind of Media Days at Jay's. But there were a few things I wanted to talk about. So FSU as an expansion target, this is what Brett writes this morning. Florida State likely will not have a spot in the Big Ten or the SEC if it's successful in leaving the ACC, and the ACC stays intact, sources told the Action Network. Even when the Seminoles break free from the ACC, their top choices would be to join the Big Ten or the SEC because of the huge difference in television media rights, sources said. Okay, here's the thing. I think Brett's very good, and Brett's very good on expansion. When you read the whole story, I'm kind of left going, well, yeah, nobody's gonna sit there and make it look like you're poaching Florida State because of the legal the legal consequences. This was the part of the story, though, that I started to focus on. That could change if the ACC no longer exists. But if the price to get out of the ACC is too prohibitive that Florida State and Clemson are the only schools to exist, what happens? If the ACC doesn't implode, Florida State could be in a dangerous spot, another source said. I don't know if they have a home unless there's a doomsday scenario and the ACC implodes. FSU is in a bad spot. And so to me, it's kind of like, yeah, like I sift through this, and to me, it's kind of a whole lot of nothing, because obviously no one's going to like actively poach while the ACC is intact for legal reasons. And then obviously, if Florida State's trying to go somewhere, they don't really have a ton of leverage. We just saw Washington and Oregon go to the Big Ten on a massive discount. I was kind of left going, man, there's not a lot of meat on this bone.
I think it's pretty much exactly what you said. I'll add a couple extra pieces. I don't think there's a school out there right now that has leverage other than Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame would be the only school that the SEC or Big Ten would be willing to pay full freight with. And I'm not saying that as a Notre Dame homer.
No.
I just think that's a fact.
I think, like, Notre Dame is, I think it's unquestioned. I think if you're making me reach out, it feels like, and we can.
If Notre Dame went up to the SEC today and said, hey, we want to join,
they're members tomorrow.
They would be members tomorrow, and they'd have full 100% full cash. If they went to the Big Ten, same thing. I think what this story to me kind of told me was the Big Ten was just able to grab Oregon and Washington on bargain deals. And they're like, does Florida State move the needle in that conference, which has monster ratings from their Big Ten games, right? Like, they, Ohio State, Michigan, they pull in enormous numbers. Does Florida State, I'm not saying that they don't move the needle at all. Like, they're not Oregon State or Washington State. But does the SEC or the Big Ten need Florida State and Clemson?
No, and I think that's actually the most interesting aspect of it. How many schools in the ACC do move the needle? Because it's one of those things where when you see the media numbers, Florida State might actually be a bigger draw than Clemson. And if we're saying we don't think Florida State's a draw, well, then how is Clemson? The only thing I could be talked into is if both Virginia and North Carolina, and we could debate whether or not it should be the case, but if they wind up and both leagues want them, I could see where they end up getting a full share. But I still am of the person that believes these presidents are kind of like figureheads, and everyone talks about, well, it's what the presidents think, whatnot. No. It's what the TV executives think. And if the TV executives say, yeah, we'll pay Clemson and Florida State the full SEC share like we did with Texas and OU, well, that's one thing. But if not, then you're starting to get into this position of, has Florida State just kind of made all this noise and they wind up going to the Big 12 because they have to leave because they said they were going to leave? And then to me, like, that makes no sense, because the new Big 12 TV deal is like $21 million per school, and the ACC is going to be $36 million, even if you stick. Like, I'm at a loss for what's Florida State's end game here.
I think it's kind of like what Oregon and Washington ultimately did, was to try to just latch on, and then over year time, you get a full freight in one of these conferences. But yeah, the ACC is not budging unless they're forced to budge, and it doesn't feel like the SEC is like, yeah, we need Florida State. Like, do they? Like, Florida State's as a brand name, arguably a blue blood, but I don't know if they, like, I don't know the TV ratings off the top of my head, but like, are Florida State games outdrawing the top tier of the SEC or the out tier of the Big Ten? I don't think they are.
Not really, but like, they have the advantage. They got a lot of ABC primetime games, and you know, yeah, when you just go on network, you get big numbers. But you know, they're
look, I'm not trying to, once again, I'm not trying to say that they're Vanderbilt, But Vanderbilt and Rutgers, they just were, you know, in
right,
their respect.
Literally, right place, right time.
Right place, right time, right? Like, the Big Ten tried to convince themselves, hey, if we get Rutgers, we get New York. Well, no, you don't, because they're in northern New Jersey, and New York City still doesn't care about college football. But, hey, whatever makes you sleep well at night. I just think we've gotten to the point where these conferences are sitting at 16 each, and they're just saying, yeah, we'll take you, but we don't really want to pay you. Like, the ACC, right? They're like, yeah, I guess we'll take Cal and Stanford and SMU, but I don't really want to pay you. Now, once again, Florida State's not those programs. They've won national championships, but I just think they're kind of in a weird spot. And I don't know if there is any program out there outside of Notre Dame that really moves the needle to go back to the TV table and say, hey, look who we got. Give us more money.
I think you're right. Also, we got an update on Horns Down.
Oh, yeah.
John McDade, who's the SEC head of officials, basically he said it's going to be the same thing as like when someone does the gator chomp. Like, if you go horns down in someone's face, it's viewed as excessive. Maybe they'll flag it. But if you're just going horns down, you're not going to get a flag. It's like when anyone does the gator chomp or whatnot. So
I've been told, I don't know if you've ever been told. So my old co-host is a Texas alum, and he told me, he was like, horns down's not a thing. Like, it's not, like, it should not be looked at as a negative thing. Like, it was just like, you know, Oklahoma guys just did it, but it's not like, I don't think it's like meant to, I don't think Texas people get offended by it. From my understanding.
Yeah, I guess maybe the administration does, because, like, why else would they make it a big deal? Like, I don't know.
Or they're just that soft? I don't know.
I have no idea. All right, quickly, the All-Star game.
You just made the list!
All right, Tim, so last night we had the Home Run Derby, and it kind of played out like we thought it might on the show. Like, hey, you may not be super pumped about it, but it ends up being a good watch. It felt like, to me,
dragged a little bit.
Yeah, that middle part, like, it started off super hot, and then you could kind of feel the crowd kind of get out of it, and then, you know, some of the bigger names ended up not delivering. But I thought the knockout rounds were great, and then, you know,
I thought the final was good.
Final was very good. I thought it was a good watch. I think the thing, though, that I kept coming back to is we got the national anthem, and this is my question for you. If someone delivers a historically bad performance in the national anthem and then comes out and says the next day, my bad, I was drunk, I'm going to rehab, does that mean that they are totally absolved?
I feel like this day and age it kind of does.
Because I'm sitting,
like,
there,
where was their handler?
That my first question, because I was...
No one's doing this by themselves. Like,
so my first thought was, when you watched it last night, she kept, like, touching, like, her ears. And so what I thought had happened, because you and I have done, like, this has happened to us before, where you've got the monitors in your ears, and then all of a sudden you, like, 4 seconds later, you hear what you said 4 seconds previously, and it repeats, and it flusters you. And then you, like, wind up, like, trying to take off your headphones and talk and go that way. And then I thought it spiraled on her, because then, like, she's flustered, whatnot. But then I got, because that was my reaction. But then you start looking at, like, now you look differently at the, when they would cut to the player reactions. It's like, could they tell that she was drunk and whatnot? But that was the whole question I had. It's like, how do you let her go out? And I guess maybe at a certain point, it's like, hey, we don't really have a backup anthem singer. So it's like, I guess we just have to. But I mean, that to me was kind of stunning.
The whole performance, or the I was drunk, I'm going to rehab.
So I was drunk, going to rehab. Like, normally we see that when you get...
I did not see that coming today.
I did not see that coming today, because normally when you get the drunk rehab, it's the fired off some tweets that probably said some things that you shouldn't have, or, you know, you get caught using language you shouldn't have. But this isn't, or, you know, your phone got hacked. You don't normally see it on the performance, because, like, it just doesn't ever get to that. Like, there's so many people in between.
I just, now that she is going to rehab, and clearly she has an issue. It made me feel a little bit bad about watching Charlie Steiner losing it on SportsCenter talking about Carl Lewis's national anthem.
Yes, but it's still one of the all-time great moments.
Francis Scott off-key. And then I watched Charlie Steiner bloopers for like a good while last night on social media.
They don't make
or YouTube.
They don't make cable like they used to. All right, then we have the All-Star game tonight. So we get Skeens throwing.
I'm fired up for it, man. I do think from a standpoint of an All-Star game being an actual game, like this is the closest we have. Football doesn't 100%. Do a game anymore. Basketball is a dunk contest. Hockey, I think they do like 3-on-3.
Yeah.
So this is an actual game. You get people trying. Now, you're not getting people running over the catcher like Pete Rose did whenever that he did that. But like Paul Skeens is going to try to strike out Juan Soto and Gunnar Henderson. And if he gets to the fourth batter of the inning, Aaron Judge. So I do think, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, like I'm excited for it. Now, am I going to intently watch the entire game? I'm not going to promise you that. But I think the fact that you get a bottom of the first inning with someone like Paul Skeens against a lineup that has notable names, Gunnar Henderson, who I know is not a household name, but he's second AL MVP right now.
By the way, our boy let us down.
Oh, dude, terrible. Come on. He gave me, you know, he goes on the mic with Eduardo Perez and he does the whole, you know, Scooby-Doo thing. And I'm like, yes, he's batting last. And my boy, if I ever see Buck Britton, my man, again, he was the one throwing Gunnar Henderson his pitches. Just couldn't get it done, man. I was bummed out.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about this top 10 quarterback list from the NFL, get us ready for the NFL season. We think about that. We'll do that next right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Tonight at 7 o'clock after the Gabe Kuhn Show, it's the Major League All-Star Game, the NL and the AL, live on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Get closer to the action with 92.9 FM ESPN on the free Odyssey app.
But if you can't catch it live, you know, when you're going running or doing something else, you can listen to Jason John on the app. You know, that's what I go back and I...
It is amazing. Sometimes people will say, man, I'm moving. I hate that I'm going to. I'm like, you don't have to not listen to us. Like, the internet exists on the app.
Sometimes say to me, they'll say, do you ever think about having a podcast? Someone said that. And usually it's a young person. So my 20-year-old nephew said that to me. And I tried to explain to him that if I was to, quote-unquote, start a podcast tomorrow, I'd have 12 listeners as opposed to the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, whatever it is that we already have here. Plus, by the way, this is also a podcast available and consumed just like you would any other podcast.
No doubt.
So in fact, I have a podcast, but also a radio show.
Listen back anytime using the Odyssey app's Rewind feature. Smart speakers, too. Just say, play 92.9 ESPN.
You know that feeling you get when your team goes big? Get that same feeling on Zen Sports. When you sign up for a Zen Sports account, you'll receive up to a $100 no danger first wager. That's right, when you place your first bet in Zen Sports, if the bet loses, you can be reimbursed for the amount of your bet up to $100. Zen Sports offers an exclusive VIP program to Tennesseans. Head to zensports.com/VIP to learn more. Zen Sports, betting just got better. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. No danger first wager limited to plus 500 odds to qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 plus and in Tennessee to bet.
Chicken tacos should only be trusted to chicken professionals.
That's where we come in. Introducing Zaxby's new chicken finger tacos. One comes with pico de gallo and creamy chipotle ranch. And the other comes with bacon, lettuce, tomato, and avocado ranch. Chicken experts since 1990. Chicken taco experts since now. Order yours today in the Zax Rewards app. Woo, saucy! Zaxby's.
When people have a craving to explore new and traditional Asian cuisines, they head to P.F. Chang's, where scratch-made dishes come from the 2,000-year-old tradition of wok cooking. P.F. Chang's wanted to explore new possibilities for their website. They turned to AmericanEagle.com. AmericanEagle.com re-architected P.F. Chang's website, integrating multiple third-party systems to create a unified digital experience. The results? Improved page speed and performance, personalized content based on users' location, intuitive online ordering, an increase in organic search visibility, and a 40% increase in new users. For scratch-made Asian cuisine, visit your local P.F. Chang's or go to pfchangs.com for website design, development, digital marketing, and hosting that produce efficiency, revenue, and results. Visit AmericanEagle.com. P.F. Chang's and AmericanEagle.com. Another example of the best businesses in the world. Turning to the best in the business for websites, go to AmericanEagle.com or call 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW-1.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Don't miss limited time doorbusters during Pro Savings Days right now at Lowe's. Starting July 15th for 3 days only, you can save $60 when you buy a DeWalt 12-volt multi-head drill driver. Was $189, now $129. Plus, get 50% off a DeWalt Tough Grip 110-piece screwdriver bit set. Shop these deals and more while supplies last. Because Lowe's knows savings, Lowe's knows pros. Valid 7/15 through 7/17. Selection varies by location.
Back to Jeffrey Wright and Company, live from the Red River Toyota Studios. Check out Red River in Wynn, Arkansas. Jeffrey and Company on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Yeah, over at ESPN Plus, ESPN has assembled a collection of execs, coaches, and scouts. They have ranked their top 10 quarterbacks for the upcoming season. And I hope everybody's sitting down for this. Patrick Mahomes was ranked number one. The only thing that was a little surprising to me with Mahomes being ranked number one is it wasn't unanimous, but there was one scout that gave a first-place vote to Allen.
Yes. His lowest ranking was two. He went out and won the Super Bowl again. Yeah, he is. He's a no-doubt number one. I thought, were you a little surprised that Joe Burrow was two?
So I was a little surprised only because I
would put Joe Burrow too.
So I would,
but he is coming off of the injury.
My problem with Burrow is health.
Yeah.
But I do think Burrow has that thing that Brady has, that Montana has, where, man, just like he understands sometimes like it's a 7 yard gain, keep it rolling, moving. And it's just like when he gets the ball with it, he gets the ball. I believe in him. I was a little surprised to see him at two because I do actually think the health is like a legitimate concern, because my biggest problem with Burrow has always been he holds on to the ball waiting to make the big play, and I think that leaves him a little bit vulnerable, whereas Allen, you know, even when he's got a bad elbow, like he's still trotting out there. But I think like they have one, two, and three, right? I think I could make an argument I'd flip the order of two and three, but
yeah, but, I mean, three is Josh Allen. Josh Allen, the upside is so high, but it's like, hey, man, you going to win the AFC one of these days?
Okay, so I've been thinking about this because I think they're, unlike the quarterback who's at four,
like Lamar Jackson's won the MVP twice.
He has, but like to me, like when you look at Lamar playoff losses, yeah, there's plenty of blame to go around, but there's a lot to go on Lamar's shoulders. The four losses that Josh Allen has in the playoffs, I'm not really sure I can put it on him. He has three to Mahomes, one to Burrow.
Lamar's 2-4, and Josh Allen's 5-5.
Correct. No, five. I have him at five. Oh yeah, because he Deshaun. Whatever. I have it since 2020. And if you look at Josh Allen, it's 21-4 touchdowns, interceptions. He's consistently throwing, you know, his passer ratings 104. Like, do you really blame Josh Allen for the Kansas City, whatever we're calling that, miracle? I have no idea, but the divisional game, like, I don't really put that one on Josh Allen. I think the only mistake he made in that game was he called tails instead of heads in the overtime.
Yeah, I mean, Lamar is an interesting one because, I mean, he's now won two MVPs. He was really good against Houston, and I want to get to Houston here because I don't know about you, man, but I like C.J. Stroud, but this list that was put out, wow, we're all in on C.J., huh?
So
like we are all in on C.J. Stroud. He comes in at number 7.
So I'm ready. I'm with C.J.
One of these people who voted him 2nd.
Here's where I am with C.J. I believe in what he did because you can know this feeling from a gambler perspective. There was like 5 straight weeks where, for one reason or another, I wound up like betting against C.J. Stroud, and he got the ball all 5 times. And as soon as he got the ball, I was like, this guy's going to score. There's something, I don't know how you categorize that, but when you get the football and I'm terrified, I factor that in. The thing with C.J. is I'm at the point where it's like, I need to see it again this year, and I could by week 4 just be like, yeah, I'm there. But I am kind of in the, I see your game and I respect it, son. Go do it again, and I am willing to bump you up into that category.
Because I'm a look back because I keep track of all my bets, and I think back to the divisional round, and it was a pretty decent sized spread, and the old disrespect card I think was getting thrown out there.
Yep.
And I was like, I think the Ravens might just go out and pummel them, and they did. They were, an 8.5 or 9 point favorite, the Ravens were. And we got into the old, they just crushed the Browns and all of that. So I'm with you. I think C.J. Stroud is going to be a star. But, like, the AFC South to me, man, is really intriguing because Jacksonville, who we kind of anointed because of almost beating the Chiefs,
well, then the comeback
is now plus 275 to win the division, and Houston's like even money.
Well, the quarterback that I'm more interested about, because everyone knows how I feel, but you're in the same category. If you watched, I think there's no wider disconnect between NFL fans that watch college football and didn't watch college football than with Justin Herbert, because people that watched him in college know how physically special he is. No one denies that. But they also know, man, when the game gets tight, like he has an innate ability to, like, the exact opposite that I felt with C.J. Stroud is how I feel when Herbert gets the ball in the fourth quarter. It's like I'm just not that concerned if I'm on the other side. I think this is such a massive year for him. And yeah. and like, to me, it's like if you can't do it with Harbaugh, it's like the excuses are out.
I think that is exactly what I was going to say, because he had a doofus as a college coach in Mario Cristobal.
A proven multiple-stop doofus.
Yes. And then he had boy genius in Brandon Staley. And now it's like there's no excuse. Harbaugh's a proven winner. He's gone everywhere and he's won. And I am buying stock on Justin Herbert if it were cheaper. It's not cheap. You're not getting this. This isn't a penny stock, sadly. Like, the stock is still high. One of these execs, coaches, or scouts voted him as high as 3. So clearly some people are out on him. Some people don't have him in the top 10. But the physical nature is there. And now that you have a proven winner as their coach, I'm back in. Now, Keenan Allen's gone. And
I mean, almost all
Mike Williams is gone. So you're looking at a depth chart this year from a pass catching standpoint of like Quentin Johnston, who I thought was a reach in the first round.
They got Ladd. I love that.
I think Ladd McConkey's going to have a monster year.
Yep.
I think they have DJ Chark, Like they just don't have like scary wide receivers, but they have a scary head coach. Like they have a scary head coach, a dude that took the 49ers to the Super Bowl, and you know Colin Kaepernick was as certainly a proven talent, but I think anybody, if they were asked who would you rather have from a skill set standpoint, you take Justin Herbert, and you've got him now to work with. So yeah, I'm buying stock on Justin Herbert, but I was a little surprised, and I saw ESPN was going nuts on why is he number six? He's never won anything. That's fair. I think the interesting one, and I've been watching receiver, is I think Jared Goff is kind of rightfully number nine.
Oh, I'm like, a Goff guy. I'm a big Goff guy.
And he's been a guy, in our NFL guide that we have out at VSiN, a couple of the folks that, write for it took a flyer on Jared Goff at like 40-1 to win the Heisman,
MVP.
To win MVP. Now, that number has come down, and I think that number was probably slightly mispriced. But Ben Johnson's back. He didn't want to go be the Washington head coach. Amon-Ra St. Brown is, you watch receiver, that is a tough dude, man. He's a baller. Sam LaPorta is going to take another step up as one of the big-time tight ends. And they play, get this, Detroit plays 3 games outside this year.
It's perfect for my boy. He's not a weather quarterback, but
I know. That's what I'm saying, man.
But I love him.
I think Jared Goff legit could win the MVP this year. I think he could put up crazy numbers. Do I think he's as good as Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow? No, but when I look at that schedule, they play Green Bay early November. That's not guaranteed to be cold. They play Chicago in December, which is not ideal, and then they play San Francisco. That's it. Those are the 3 games they have outside. The other games they play, Arizona, Dallas, Minnesota, Houston, those are Indianapolis. That's it. 14 of the 17 games this year for Detroit are played indoors.
All right, my man. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Talk to you tomorrow.
That is Tim Murray. Dennis, I believe you can go ahead and hit the music since we've taken it long, so we'll get into our Tell Your Story. For today's Tell Your Story, I want to go to Jaylen Brown. So Jaylen Brown was caught on a hot mic last night at Summer League saying, I don't think Bronny's a pro. Well, he took to Twitter today, quote tweeting the video, it's a flex to have your son alongside you in the NBA. It reflects greatness and longevity. Bronny has all the tools around him to be successful. I look forward to watching his growth. He quote tweeted the video of the lip reading of I don't think Bronny is a pro. I want to thank Tim for joining me. He'll be back again tomorrow. I want to thank all of you for listening. If you missed anything, it'll be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For Dennis, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Memphis Summer Hoops on 92.9 FM ESPN is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
It's the Jason and John Show. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m.
Here's Ryan Silverfield. Your success with maintaining your best players and retaining them in this era. What are the most important components to doing that? Because not every program can do that.
John, I love you for that. In fact, I'm going to hire you to come speak to our team when the chance is
worth it. 92.9 FM, ESPN's Jason and John Show. Straight out of White Station and the U of M to your speakers. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Save money today on your next full synthetic oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get a $10 gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for just $35.95. Our professional parts people can recommend the oil change supplies you need at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Sports.
Don't forget to say cheese at Hattie B's. Hattie B's is kicking off their summer with three new cheesy menu additions, including pimento cheese, drinking buddy beer cheese, and American cheese slices. Now you can add a slice of melted cheese to their hot chicken or southern fried chicken sandwich. And not just any cheese, new school American cheese, the best tasting, most perfectly melting American cheese. Hattie B's at 596 Cooper, online at HattieB.com, and download the Hattie B's app to stack rewards.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Oh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Soak up the savings this summer from Family Dollar. It's never been easier. Just download the Family Dollar app, sign up for smart coupons, and see how you can save more than ever before. Enjoy smoking hot deals on cookout classics, or get ready for outdoor fun with SPF for the whole family, plus pool toys, decor, and so much more. Check out the app today and get ready to save with the Family Dollar Summer Savings Event. New offers drop every week. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
Got a big yard or piece of land you're taking care of? Come find the right Case IH tractor at Mid-South Ag Equipment. You don't have to be a farmer to shop at Mid-South Ag. A Case IH tractor with 140 horsepower or less is exactly what you need for planting a big garden, mowing excess land, bush hogging for hunting, and more. Forget green and go big red with a Case IH tractor from Mid-South Ag Equipment. In stock right now with 0% financing on Highway 302 just south of Collierville.
Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM ESPN and Odyssey Sports Station. Stay connected with 92.9 FM ESPN. Catch up anytime with all things Memphis. Never miss a moment on 92.9 FM ESPN with the free Odyssey app. Unsportsmanlike ESPN Mornings.
Chris Canty on 92.9.
Jeff Calkins, Jason and John, Jeffrey and Company, The Gabe Kuhn Show.
Gabe Kuhn on 92.9 makes my commute so much better.
Anytime with Rewind. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
I love listening to sports in Memphis with 92.9 on Odyssey.
If you want a great experience, you need to go to Genesis.
Meet Kendall Womble, who shopped several other jewelry stores but ended up at Genesis Diamonds with a bigger, better quality diamond for less.
Based on what I had seen elsewhere, I didn't know that this size diamond would be possible for me to have on my finger.
Are you ring shopping? Genesis Diamonds has one of the nation's largest selections of GIA-certified diamonds at the guaranteed best prices, bar none.
You're going to get the most value for your dollar at Genesis Diamonds. You're going to get the best customer service in town and probably in the entire state.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.